An earlier South African delegation last month met only with the Zimbabwe president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. This time, the delegates, all members of the South Africa's ruling African National Congress, or ANC, will meet with leaders of the ZANU-PF. ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule leads the South African delegates. He made a few comments when they arrived Tuesday evening.
We are here in Zimbabwe. We're going to meet ZANU-PF as the ANC. And we'll engage and we'll take it from there. There are many others who want to meet us. We're still going to decide ourselves. Obviously, we'll meet whoever we have to meet. But our meeting is for ZANU-PF now.
On Wednesday, the ANC delegation met with the ZANU-PF but did not meet with Mnangagwa. Speaking at ZANU-PF headquarters, Magashule indicated there wouldn't be meetings with other stakeholders on this trip.
Requests to meet other stakeholders like Transform Zimbabwe, opposition party, and then Dr. Simba Makoni, Zimbabwe African People's Union, ZAPU, Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, and Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, as well as United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe. But we felt that together with ZANU-PF that indeed there is no problem meeting with the structures, and therefore we are going to make arrangements to once more come back and meet with these organizations.
Political analyst Vivid Gwede says the party-level engagement will have its limits.
The coming in of the envoys from South Africa is a good development which many Zimbabweans have been expecting. What is worrying, however, is the discourse which is trying to say that their coming is for party-to-party discussion, which will definitely limit what they can do in assisting Zimbabweans.
Zimbabwe government says the opposition is creating a false image that there is a crisis in the country. However, human rights activists have drawn international attention to a series of arrests of opposition leaders and journalists, the suppression of protest rallies, and plans to further regulate speech as pointing to a new crisis. In addition, the country's economy has been in a long, steep decline over the past 2 years. Inflation is running at more than 700% a year, and there are shortages of basic foods and medicines. The government has blamed some of those problems on international sanctions, the opposition, and natural disasters, but many economists have said much of the problem has to do with government policy. The South African delegation is expected to fly back to South Africa on Thursday. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinavashe from Harare.